But first, with all the rapid pace changes going on, often for the worse, it seems at times the world is going down the toilet. But one thing has remained the same. Stephen Van Hook prepared this report.
It's probably the most recognizable sound. The average American hears it 3 to 4 times a day. More toilets are flushed in the United States than in any other country in the world. A bathroom design consultant at the Plumbing Works, Penny, keeps tabs on what's new in toilets and proudly displays her diverse line of primarily porcelain pots.
You can spend anywhere from, you know, $50 on a toilet, clear up to $1,000. And when you think of putting $1,000 into your toilet, you've got to really like that toilet.
Taking a browse around a toilet showcase can be a moving experience. Penny says some toilets come close to becoming works of art.
Like this one here, the Tilke, it is a square.
I've never seen a square toilet before. Is it very popular?
It's a conversation piece. Would you like to sit on it?
Toilet styles range from classic to new wave and space age. One style is especially suited for those with larger demands.
This one has a huge, what's called a hippo lid on it, and that's one of the styling innovations that they, you know, will catch the people's eye. It's a beautiful styled toilet, and it's a large seat area.
Penny adds that the newer models run very quietly, but of course, no one has control over the user. Up to now, people's bathroom habits have pretty much been kept in the closet. But Penny notes that bathrooms aren't the plain, unglamorous hideaways they used to be.
People are just getting into remodeling and having fun in their bathrooms now. They finally realized it just doesn't have to be a little square with a white toilet, that they're knocking out walls, enlarging it. It's become the fun play area.
For those who like it portable, some toilets will accompany you wherever you go. RV store owner Al Lewick says not all portable potties are alike.
Some of the units are designed with a few more whistles and bells on them. For instance, the unit we normally stock has a gauge on it that tells you when it's full and it should be emptied. It has a little padded cover on the seat, makes it look a little nicer, and it can be used as a seat also in a van or something like that.
There is one defect, however, with the portable toilet for the true commode connoisseur.
Oh, you're not flushing 3 or 4 gallons of water from a tank down through a bowl, so you don't get the normal gurgle and the rush of the water. No, not at all.
Despite design innovation, the basic engineering of the household toilet has remained constant since inception. Somehow, it's comforting, like a close, intimate friend, to know one sound will probably follow us the rest of our lives. For KLCC, I'm Stephen Van Hook.